Jeff Blankman, joined here today by Derek Green of South Central Calhoun, as we're going to be talking about his college decision. He has made up his mind where he is going to be heading to run cross-country track and also to finish up his education. Derek, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Derek, you're going to be heading to Iowa Central up in Fort Dodge. You're going to be running cross country and probably some distance races or, you know, some type of distance stuff in track as well. So congratulations on that. Glad to have that decision kind of over with.
Yeah, I am. It was a kind of a hard decision, but I also was like, it's close to home and just want to just go to college for 2 years and then be done. So
what made it a hard decision?
Because I was going to go to Morningside originally because my sisters, Lauren Taylor Green, they ran there. But then I just decided just stay close to home, and I like the coaches over there. So,
did you chat with the folks at Morningside?
No, I did not. But no. I never talked to the folks at Morningside. But
okay. So it's just kind of, hey, my sisters went there, so I'll just go there. And then Iowa Central kind of came into the picture. So let's start with the beginning kind of your recruiting process. When did you start kind of deciding that, hey, you know, I do want to run and be a cross-country guy in college?
So Zakiah Pettigrew, you probably know him. He was the person who actually gave me Mark Bennett. He's the distance coach over there. Okay. He gave me his Instagram, so then I DM'd Mark and said, hey, I'm Derek and I'm interested in running cross country and stuff. And he was like, all right, I'll let you know and all that stuff. And then he started coming to some of my meets and like watched me, and he said that he's interested. So
what are some of those early conversations like?
He was like, so we do 8Ks in college cross country, but he was like, since you'll be a freshman next year, we'll like keep you in 5Ks and then we'll work you your way up into like 8Ks and all that stuff. Just like so you're not thrown right into it and are dying and all that stuff. So
are you kind of excited to start having to run 8Ks?
No, but yeah. I mean, it'll be different, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. What is it about cross country and running in general that you enjoy?
I just like doing it because it helps me think. Just like it just gets me away from like all the stuff in life, and it just helps me just to think about whatever.
So when you go out and run on your own, you're not putting in like a podcast or music.
I listen to music sometimes, but I just try to block out all the other stuff in life and just go and run.
Okay. So what's your music of choice while you're out running?
I listen to Forrest Frank. He's a Christian rapper.
Okay. What got you into that?
I started going to youth group started this year, and it got introduced to me there. So.
Okay. How much do you run, like, in the off season? What's a normal workout for you?
To be honest, Jeff, I haven't ran at all this off season, but yeah. I need to start. But
well, season just ended for you. But like over the summer, what do you normally do for workouts?
I usually do about 3 miles a day.
Okay.
Three or two, and sometimes I go to like the track and run there, and run maybe on the treadmill.
Okay. But, and even though you're going to run track, I get the sense you're more of a cross-country guy than you are a track guy.
Well, I've kind of learned this year that I think I'm more of a track guy than I am cross-country, because cross-country, I mean, I'm good at it, but I also don't finish the greatest. And then in track, I'm really good at like the mile and the 2 mile, and I finish pretty decent in those spots, and I get pretty good times. But
okay.
But
do you think part of that's because of the training that you do on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Iowa Central, was that the only college you kind of looked at, or what were some other schools that you looked at?
Iowa Central was the only one.
Okay. So take me through, you know, when Coach started to come to your meets, what were some of the things that he told you about what he saw in you and what you could be, you know, at Iowa Central?
He said that I could be a real factor at Iowa Central, and that he wants me to come there and just, like, see what it's like and just, like, I actually haven't gone on a visit there yet.
Okay.
But I've been like there on like a, like we do these things called job fairs, and I've gotten like a tour of campus, but I haven't like gotten an official tour.
Okay.
Like by the coaches and all that stuff. But
Okay. So take me through when you were on that unofficial visit in a way on the tour, you know, what stood out to you about the campus?
They have really nice, like there's like a pond in the middle of it. It's pretty nice. Got like geese everywhere.
Yeah.
The dorms are really nice. They got a really nice like a weight room facility and like a nice indoor like 100 meter track. It's not like a circle track, but it's like just straight, so then you can like work on stride outs and stuff. And then they don't have like a outdoor track, but they have like that the football field, and it's a pretty nice field over there. So right.
Yep. Yeah, fairly new. Yeah. If I'm thinking straight.
I think
straight,
it was like last year they put it in. So.
Yeah. So when you talk about, you know, like the dorms and stuff, what were you looking for in like what you wanted for, you know, dorms and living quarters in college?
Just like nice dorms, not like messy and all that stuff. But I was just talking to somebody yesterday about the dorms, and she was like, I don't want you to live in some of the dorms over there. So
right. Okay. So as far as, you know, your plans, are you planning on trying to get there for what you would consider an official visit at some point yet this school year?
We're just waiting for – my dad's in a busy season right now, and we don't want to go without him because he knows what he's doing pretty much. And I mean, my mom knows what she's doing too, but
– right. She you guys want, like to have the to family there. Yeah. Okay. What are you looking at majoring in college? I think I might know the answer to that, being your job shadowing with us, but what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking radio broadcasting right now. Going to be in their, like on their podcast, 88.1 The Point, I think it's called. And just like, because I know some people from, a kid from Southeast Valley, he's on that podcast, and I'm a pretty good friend with him, so.
So what is it about radio that intrigues you?
I just really
especially
like,
sports broadcasting.
I just really like to talk in a mic, and and I just love sports, and I just really it really interests me.
And I know that you've got some experience behind the mics. Kind of tell us how you got involved in, you know, doing some PA work and also singing the national anthem.
So DJ Erkenbrack, our choir director and AD, our athletic director over there at South Central Calhoun, he asked me one day, he was like, hey, do you want to announce a JV football game? I was like, sure, why not? And then I did it, and everybody loved it, and I got a newspaper article wrote about me, and now they want me to start announcing varsity games. So
what do you like about doing PA work?
I just like seeing, like being in the booth and seeing like all the plays and all that stuff, and like getting hyped for touchdowns and all that stuff. Not the other team touchdown, but like the Titan touchdown.
So what was that first experience like? Were you nervous, or were you pretty comfortable when you had to do it?
I mean, DJ, he asked me, he was like, so are you nervous? I'm like, no, I've sung the national anthem 100 times. It's like, it's just like singing the national anthem, except I'm just talking. Right. He's like, that's true.
Yeah. So talk about the singing part of it. Where is that a family thing that you enjoy singing, or where did you get that from?
I honestly think it's a gift from God, because I never knew that I could sing this good until like my freshman year, and then I just got into choir and sung the national anthem, and I was kind of shocked when I got done, because everybody was like, a lot of people have told me they've cried during my national anthem.
Really?
I'm not trying to brag or anything.
Right, yeah.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool. So you're moving people during the song. Is that a hard song? Some people say it's a hard song to sing. For you, is it a hard song to sing?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's kind of hard because I get emotional sometimes.
Right.
Or, like, forget a word. I mean, and it's kind of hard not to voice crack because I kind of have to get up there sometimes.
Right.
And there was one time, was singing before a district basketball game. I was at the end of the song, I got in the land of the free, and I voice cracked, and the whole gym heard it. And so then I finished the song, and I was getting some crap from my friends. But
I'm sure.
I was like, hey, at least I'm up there doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And probably no nerves, especially now.
Nope.
Going and doing that. Is singing something that you're going to want to continue to do? Is it when you're at Iowa Central, or are you going to maybe hope to kind of do that as well?
Yeah, I'm going to join their choir and be in that.
Okay.
And one more thing. I also want to try to get my CDL one over at Iowa Central, because I have a CDL program over there.
Okay. And you wanted, what do you want to do with that later on?
Truck.
Truck, okay.
Maybe truck for Landis, like my dad. Okay. Or, I mean, like, I want a radio broadcast and truck, so I could, like, truck, you know, in a day or so.
Right.
And, like, still do the radio broadcasting at night, but I would still have to, like, you know, do what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So talking about that, you know, where do you want to land up? It sounds like if you want to work at Landis, you want to land somewhere here in the Midwest. But for your radio career part, does it matter to you where you go?
I kind of want to come here.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, perfect.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about cross country. So you've got cross country season coming up. Actually, it just wrapped up. You got track season coming up. What are you looking forward to? And now that you say you're more of a track runner, what's the goals for this upcoming spring?
My goals or to get PRs, like better PRs from last year in the 2 mile and 1 mile. I mean, last year I was running about like I ran like a 5:45 last year in the mile. No, wait, 5:53 in the mile.
Okay.
And then like 11:54s and stuff. So I'm trying to get in the 2 mile, and I'm trying to get better in the 2 mile, like drop that like 11:20, 11:30.
Have you had conversations with the track coaches much, at least the distance coaches at Iowa Central?
Yeah, I've been talking to Mark. He's the distance coach over there. So
okay. What's he talking to you about with track?
He hasn't really talked to me about track yet because he's just been coming to my cross-country meets and stuff. But I haven't really sent him my schedule and stuff for track yet, but I probably should do that soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You're ready to get track season started now that cross-country, or do you need a break?
I mean, I'm ready to get it started, and I'm also ready to need a break, but I got basketball coming up too, so I won't have much of a break. But
you bet. You bet. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us here today to talk to us about, going to Iowa Central and finishing your education and completing that, as well as doing some running over there in both cross country and track. So congratulations on that decision, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.